No Democrat has been louder in arguing that a public option is required in any type of health care reform legislation than former Vermont Governor and Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean. A doctor himself, Dean was quite explicit about the need for a public option when discussing it last week in Pittsburgh at the Netroots Nation Forum.
I'm actually not as liberal as everybody thinks I am. And I actually had a big following among sort of moderate people and even Republican to independent business types, not certainly the right wing. And people were really angry. I'd go to neighborhoods that I'd been popular in before, and people would be screaming the F word at me, and I had to have police people with me and stuff. And it was an extraordinary degree of anger. And it wasn't logical. I mean, it wasn't like their marriage really was going to be in trouble because now gay people could get married or have equal rights. It was the change. It was the idea that things that they had counted on before, a certain set of things that they could believe in, now they couldn't believe in anymore. That's what's going on at these meetings. That's what's really going on in these meetings. And, of course, our instinct is to say, well, no, that's not really in the bill. I saw Arlen Specter on television the other night. Somebody said something about the death panels, and he said, well, you know, that's not really in the bill. Yes, it is. It is in the bill. They don't want to hear that what's in the bill or not, because this is not about the bill. This is about a major generational change in America, a huge transition. The election of Barack Obama was an enormous transition, the same kind of transition we had when John F. Kennedy was elected for my generation, a new generation taking power in America with a different way of doing things, and that is what the real issue is in these meetings.
Come through is there's some confusion about whether or not women's access to choice is going to be protected in all these various bills. I realize we don't know exactly what's in each bill, but I think Tom Foley pointed this out, and he blogs about universal health care, about the language for protecting abortion, access to abortion, was noticeably vacant. I think Planned Parenthood mentioned this too. So how do we make sure that women's health care and choice is protected as we move forward in health care reform?
Well, first of all, we're talking about the public option here because the government doesn't have a right, or I don't think this government is going to start talking to health insurance companies about what they can and can't cover. Secondly, the way this bill was originally set up, and there's been many iterations of it, but the way this bill was originally set up is that the Congress is not going to design the benefit package, and it never was. And it makes no sense for Congress to design the benefit package, but the benefit package was going to be designed by a separate panel that would be set up. So the people who have injected this issue into the debate are people who are trying to sidetrack the bill. This was not an issue in the debate because everybody who was in Congress knew that the question of reproductive rights was going to be addressed when the benefit package was designed by an independent panel, presumably appointed by the president or the secretary of HHS, more likely. The debate we're now seeing, in my view, ought to be handled not by putting language in to prevent access to reproductive health care, but by letting the panel make that decision. The panel is likely to be a panel of fairly distinguished health care providers, I would guess, and some people in the other associated industries, the healthcare, what I call the medical industrial complex. I don't think that they are going to break ground, huge new ground, in terms of abortion restriction. Maybe they will. But I think we're much safer having this issue dealt with in a panel of people who are not politically appointed and politically influenced or influenced by big special interests than we are of starting to decide which benefits are get what, who gets what benefits in the Congress of the United States. That's not a debate we need to have in Congress. That's an actuarial situation, and I think it ought to be treated that way.